Aidan O'Brien always plays a part in the big racing carnivals right across the world. He's a man here in Australia. He's a man that we've got to know a little bit down under. He's a wonderful character. His name is TJ Comerford, and TJ joins us now on RSN Central. Good morning, TJ.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Mate, first of all, 10 sovereigns. Can he win the Everest?
Can he win the Everest? He probably doesn't have a great draw. He has his ground. He was very convinced in the July Cup over six. You know, he jumped out. He went to the front and at the two pole he was burning them off. You know, so like you've very good sprinters over here. So it's hard to beat the Australian sprinters. But he'll have a fair go ahead now. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, we'd like to think that. Hopefully he'll run a massive race. If he could get placed or even win, it would be great, you know. But yeah, he's coming over. He's taking his chance, you know. But he's very ground dependent. He does want top of the ground, you know. Not like the Everest has been ran for the first two runs of it. It's been bad, but once he gets top of the ground, it does put him in with a chance.
What kind of horse does he profile in regarding, say, his pattern of racing? Is he a horse that you expect to get back there tomorrow?
Well, we haven't done much sprinting with him. That's the thing. We've campaigned him for the Guineas as a miler, and I suppose we won the Guineas with our other horse, the Dunica Road. But the thing about it was there was probably a track bias that day, and one was drawn on the stand rail, and one was drawn on the far side, and on that day there was a massive track bias. So horses drawn near side seemed to have an advantage. He was drawn far side, but that was a mile, so probably we didn't learn a whole lot from it. But Aidan decided then take him to Ascot, and we'll have a go there. So he's only ran in a few sprints, so he probably lacks sprinting experience, but he's getting there, you know. So I'd like to think that he's getting better now from sprinting and he's coming along all the time.
How have your horses in Melbourne settled in, especially Magic One, who'll be going around in the Cox Plate in just over a week's time? This horse was behind Magical in the Irish Championship at Group 1 level back in September, TJ. How has she settled into Melbourne?
Yeah, she's very good. She's a decent filly to bring here, you know, but like it's always a tough race. She settled in well. Fillies in particular, you know, it's harder to keep them right and away from home. It's more difficult, but she's taken it all well, and she's settled up well in now. She's eating and drinking plenty. She not in phases, or you know, she's very laid back. She's at home. She's top drawer filly, like, you know. She's been placed in six. I think she's been second in six Group Ones.
Yeah.
She hasn't managed to win one. She's definitely she's been everywhere. She's been to Gulfstream. She ran in Ireland the last time. She was second. You know, she's taken it all well, and she's just probably a bit unlucky that we haven't won a Group One with her at this stage. But hopefully she can run a big race again, and hopefully she might be able to just get her head in front. But they're tough races, and you never know. And we'll just see near the day what we're taking on and how we're drawn, obviously, and how we are on the day. But at the moment, we're very pleased with her.
TJ, is she the best chance for Aidan to strike success here in Melbourne?
Yeah, she's probably our best chance. She's a very decent filly now, but she's definitely our best chance.
And Hunting Horn, how's he settled in?
He's taken it all well, you know. Nothing bothers him. He's very, very well. He's probably like a few times he's ran with Magic Wand, except the last day. Now he was beaten a good bit by her, but he's generally never far away from her, but he's always behind her, if you know what I mean.
Is Hal Paradiso here as well?
Yeah, Il Paradiso for the cup. He's there. He's there as well. Yeah, so he's in good order. He actually's taken all this very well. He loves it here.
So, and Joseph's got a few horses as well. Latrobe, Twilight Payment, and Master O'Reilly all heading towards the Melbourne Cup. Out of the O'Brien family, TJ, who do you think is the best chance to win a Melbourne Cup?
I think you'd have to give Latrobe. He's an Irish Derby winner. You know, he's been here last year. He ran second, and I think it was the McKinnon, was it?
Yep.
And then like he's campaigned well enough. He's a hardened horse. You know, they took the right route with him. You know, nursing him. He's probably their best chance. Master Reality is also placed in a Gold Cup. I mean, he has to have some bit chance on form and that. But for me, I just prefer Latrobe. You know, I like Latrobe. Master Reality is a nice horse as well. You know, he's going the right way, and I'm surprised he hasn't come here before now. When Mr. Bulger trained him, because he's that type of horse. You know,
can't wait to see the Aidan O'Brien horses, especially step out here over in Victoria. But the best of luck with 10 sovereigns in the Everest tomorrow afternoon over there in Sydney. You're a star, TJ. Thanks for your time here on RSN Central.
Thanks very much.
There's TJ Cumberford, the travelling foreman for Aidan O'Brien.